welcome to this week's episode of Talk of the Rock. Joining me today is KMXT alum Anthony White, migrant education teacher for the Kodiak Island Borough School District. How are you today?
Yes, I am doing fantastic. Very tired, but good otherwise.
Wonderful. So, I hear that you are running a very interesting education-to-work pipeline sort of deal over at the high school. Could you please give us a rundown of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was hired as part of the federal program's migrant education department, tasked with developing migrant programs for migrant education students. But also one of the tasks was, can you help us build a work-based learning program? I believe last year, Travis Gannon had started the process of building this program, and then the torch was handed off to me. So I looked for resources from the state of Alaska. They had just come out with a handbook helping districts to build a work-based learning program, utilizing that information along with information from the state of Massachusetts and the state of Virginia, which have very robust work-based learning programs, compiled all that information together to create a handbook. And this handbook outlines a work-based learning program. So what is the work-based learning program? It is a hands-on experience for students to work in a job that is either directly tied to a class that the student is enrolled in, or wishes to gain experience in a specific career. So there are various levels of experiences available to the KIBSD students. This includes classroom visits and guest speakers. So we would invite community leaders, organizations, and businesses to come into the classroom and talk to students, elementary, middle school, even high school, to talk about what kind of careers are available within Kodiak and possibly the state of Alaska at large. And then we move on to hands-on experiences like a job shadow opportunity where the student just comes in for a couple hours, gets a feel for what things are, how things are run in the business, just kind of stand on the side and observe and kind of get to know the people who work in that business. And then it moves on into more hands-on experiences of externships and internships. So an externship, by this definition, is about 20 to 40 hours of a student in a business. They're not necessarily taking on a bunch of responsibilities within the business or organization, but they're getting, it's like a glorified job shadow pretty much, longer in duration, really getting to know the organizational structure of that business. And then it moves on into internship opportunity, which is much longer and includes much more hands-on experience for the student. So they're assigned projects and tasks. They take on those projects and tasks as part of the business, and they really get to understand the ins and outs of the organization and how it functions, culminating in we're looking at 120 hours total for a student in a combination of job shadow, externship, or internship. 120 hours total.
Plus, over 120 hours over one semester?
So we're kind of feeling that out right now. Is it going to be a semester? At this rate, the way we're going right now with this semester, it's not going to happen in this semester. So it's going to have to extend for the full school year. In all honesty, I think in a perfect world, we would have a tracking system for the students, like a centralized database of student internship experiences that if they took this class, so they're enrolled in a class, it's called Workforce and Internship Readiness, and that really narrows down the skills that the student needs to learn in order to be successful in any kind of workplace environment. So the student takes the course and would earn one elective credit just by completing the course. If they complete 120 hours of an internship or combined experiences, they can earn an additional 0.5 credit towards graduation. So technically, by completing the course and internship, 1.5 elective credits, which is more than you can get in most other classes. But what we're seeing is I'm not sure it could be completed within a semester. Perhaps as this program grows and matures, we can make that happen. So to have a database where, say, the student takes the class his or her junior year, then their senior year, they're ready for an internship. We can track that in a centralized fashion, and the student isn't bound to do it just within that time frame, that they have a more extended time. So what if an internship spans 1 month here, but takes a break for another month and then starts again in another month? We're developing ways to be able to track that.
So the what specifically are students preparing for in these courses? Is it is your goal simply to build career skills, or are you thinking of this as something that will begin a long-term path for students to eventually arrive at very long-term goals involving higher education and a dream job, so to speak?
I mean, I would say all of the above, to be honest. The overall purpose of it is to provide students with practical and relevant career-related learning experiences. So through that, they're developing an understanding of their abilities, their interests, and educational career aspirations. They're provided with opportunities that don't currently exist within the high school's structure. So you're out in the workforce applying those skills. It helps develop the student's confidence, the student's responsibility, maturity, and I think one of the biggest things, it enhances the partnership between the school and the community by serving the local needs of business and industry. And it could be that the student has the experience. I mean, there's so many different ways that it could go. Student says, I'm really interested in X, participates in that and says, not really sure about that, and then goes off in a different direction. Well, hey, we gave them that opportunity to explore. Is this something you really want to do? And so often kids don't necessarily have that opportunity. Or the student could follow X and find out that, oh my gosh, I really like this experience and I want to do it more. And that internship could very likely lead to full-time employment at the business organization. Or, as you said, if the student doesn't want to go directly into the workforce, they could walk away from high school with an internship experience into a college with that experience under their belt. Gives them a leg up in their application process to the college, gives them an opportunity to showcase their skills that they developed over the course of their four-year high school experience, and honestly benefits them in the long run.
So are you seeing this more as an opportunity for students to get some soft skills development, time management, you know, understanding their place in a managerially organized workforce? Are you seeing this as in some ways an opportunity for students to get almost apprenticeships, to pick up trades?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely developing those soft skills is a huge need. And this program, the course and the internship experience, provide students with that opportunity to develop those soft skills, communication skills, time management, like you said. And then, yeah, it does kind of function like an apprenticeship. These are unpaid internships, and the level of difficulty in the project's really going to vary from industry to industry. And there are certain industries that the students by state and federal law are unable to work in. So, you know, we try and find creative applications and ways for them to be able to at least experience it in some way, shape, or form. We'll take, for example, I have a student very interested in cosmetology and interest in the career of cosmetology. So we're coordinating with Vision Salon. We're going to meet with the owner, Terry, of Vision Salon, and talk with the student and introduce each other, get to know each other. The student could share her passions and experiences with Terry. And we decide if that's something we want to move forward with. If we do, and the student goes into an internship experience, the student can't necessarily be on the floor cutting hair, right? You need certifications for that. But she could be present in the business. She could help out with many other aspects of the business that are much needed. And just by being there and being part of that experience is going to benefit the student immensely.
So are these internships by rule unpaid? I know that for some industries, like they absolutely can't be paid below a certain age to do certain things. Yeah. But say, I mean, in the case of this student who's interested in cosmetology, would they be able to say, so the owner of the salon might say, okay, I want her involved in the managerial side of things. I have certain unskilled labor suitable for somebody who isn't necessarily like a high school graduate. Mm-hmm. But I am willing to pay for these hours. Is that something that can't be done by rule for credit, or would the student be able to?
At this point, the student wouldn't be able to. We're not in a position right now to work through that. Possibly in the future, that's something we could look at. But that is kind of a different beast altogether that we can't really manage.
So what is the ask for businesses? I mean, if a student's getting credit for this class, there must be some bar minimum amount of work that they'd need to do for these programs.
Mm-hmm. It varies between the programs, whether it's a job shadow, externship, or internship. For the internship experience, at least Partico will talk about that because that one's kind of the heaviest one out of all of them. It starts off with a training agreement. So that is an agreement signed by the student, me, the coordinator, the employer, and the parent. And that outlines what does the student need to know to be successful in that workplace environment. After that, the student and the employer go through an orientation checklist. So the student gets to know what the business is all about, dress code, safety procedures. Right now it would be, you know, COVID protocols. How are we adhering to those? The student is maintaining a time log, an accurate time log that gets signed off every month by the employer and the coordinator. There is an evaluation for the employers. So the employers are evaluating the student in conference with the work-based learning coordinator, evaluating the student on certain skills that the student is developing and providing feedback. So what do we need to do to support the student further? What is working, what may not be working in this internship experience? And we're really working in tandem to build that together. The one thing that I did pull from Massachusetts work-based learning program is they had an reflection form that both the student and the employer would fill out together that would really narrow down specific skills that the student needs to learn in order to be successful at the business. And the internship experience allows them the time and opportunity to develop those skills. This is outside of the regular school day. Take, for example, if a student were here at KMXT doing an internship at KMXT and you wanted them to run, I don't know if you're running the DAD system anymore.
Oh, yeah.
So you have a student here who knows absolutely nothing about that system and how it functions and even what its purpose is. So we identify beforehand, these are the skills that you're going to need to learn. Here are the resources that you could utilize to learn that system. And then as you grow in this internship program, we're affording you more and more opportunities to practice those skills, right? Then that student, he or she is working the board during some critical hours. He or she is doing the midday report. He or she is helping Willie out with programming and things like that, working along with Wall to figure out the managerial aspect of it and programming and things like that. So it's really the sky's the limit in this, mm-hmm. and it's really exciting.
So if say that you are a business or an organization or nonprofit or what have you, and you say, hey, I would love to contribute to the education here on the island. We've got something that a student might be able to do. How would a business get in contact with your office and then begin to set this up? And what would they need beforehand?
So all right now, what we're trying to build is a database of employers on the island who would be willing to take a student or students on as interns. I've already had a couple organizations fill out this form. It's a fairly short form, doesn't take a whole lot of time to fill it out. And I've, as I mentioned, had a few other organizations fill it out. The URL is bit.ly/WBLSIS. And we have a website in the works. It's not quite created right now.
I was going to say, you might want something
but it's
a little...
going, I know. It's going to go on the website, but that's in the works of being developed right now. But bit.ly/WBLSIS. That's a short link to a form that you would fill out, and it just lists who's the organization, who runs the organization, how can we contact you, what skills does a student need to be successful in that organization, what kind of certifications does a student need to be employed by that organization, how many students are you willing to take on, are you willing to be a classroom speaker, just a classroom speaker, or are you willing to take on students as job shadow experience, and really just helps us build that database so that way as this program grows and we get more students enrolled in the program, and a student says, hey, I'm really interested in journalism. I would really like to get into journalism. And I'd say, well, we have a connection with the Kodiak Daily Mirror and KMXT. Let's talk to both of them and let's see what's going to be the best fit for you and move forward that way. So, yeah, we'll have the website up soon, and I'm sure I'll make a plug ad for KMXT at some point here in the near future and put that on there with a more appropriate URL.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what kind of response have you received so far with the business community who signed on, other than the cosmetology that you mentioned earlier, the salon?
So far, the response has been ecstatic. People are really excited that this program is in development. So many people see this as something very much needed for students who are close to graduating from high school. Even if you go to the salon and you spend that 120 hours there and you decide that that's not what you want to do, look at all that you've done to help the student, to help the business and organization. It's a win-win for everyone. So I've had the opportunity to present to not only one Rotary meeting, but two Rotary meetings, mm-hmm, and talked with the Rotary Club, who, you know, these are business owners in the community and movers and shakers in the community who are helping get the word out, and they were 110% behind it. Presented to the school board, who are really excited to see this program in development. And I also connected with the Chamber of Commerce, and they are behind us in helping support us in every way possible. The Kodiak Daily Mirror has said that they're willing to help out to promote the program and look to support us in developing a career development, or sorry, a career fair for students and getting these businesses directly in front of students, probably virtually, but in front of students to talk about what kind of careers and industries exist within Kodiak and what could potentially be your place in that. So I'll be doing a presentation on Friday with the Chamber of Commerce, and they have the event on their calendar on Facebook if you want to RSVP for it.
Okay. So I guess the big obvious question is, you know, we are currently in the midst of a global pandemic.
That's right. I remember hearing something about that.
You just wore the it's a very cool mask with planets on it. It's just a fashion statement.
It's just a fashion statement.
So the I would assume that the challenges of getting students either in person to do internships is quite difficult, let alone the prospect of doing totally remote internships.
So how have you guys
tackled those challenges?
Oh, well, I am currently tackling it, is what's happening. hey, look, I'm not going to let a pandemic stop us from making learning opportunities for students. However, it's not easy. And really, the big thing with the businesses that are willing to take students in this day and age is we say, here are the safety protocols set by the district and what they have deemed necessary to keep students, staff, and the community safe, right? Adhering to those protocols. Can the business adhere to those protocols? And is the business adhering to city and state guidelines and protocols for safety? And as long as we can ensure that, I think we're good to go, you know. In the example of the salon, we had that agreement. She follows the protocols, the student follows the protocols, and we can move forward safely and still afford that student the opportunity.
So what are your metrics for success for a program like this? Are you just looking at job placements? Is it employer satisfaction? Is it student satisfaction? Is it all of these?
It is all of the above, yeah. Yeah, you certainly want all the businesses to be satisfied with the experience. And that requires a lot of engagement on my part in making sure that I'm there every step of the way and supporting the businesses and the students and making sure that, you know, we have developed a harmonious relationship where we're working for the best interest of the business and we're working for the best interest of the student. And yes, in the end, ultimately, this is a high school program, well, all schools, but primarily high school program. Student happiness, interest, abilities, skills, that's what matters in the end. And we want to provide as much opportunities as possible for those students. I know various programs have existed in the past and currently exist now. And some businesses have had phenomenal experiences in the past. Some business may not have had such great experiences with kind of a work-based learning program. It is my intention and desire to make every single one of these successful for everyone involved. How do I measure success? We're utilizing the evaluation forms. We're utilizing the observation and reflection forms for the students. Is this working out for you, business? Is this working out for you? We're tracking the amount of internships that are happening. We're tracking the industries that students are finding most interest in. And I think with that kind of data, we can further develop and refine the programs that are offered at the high school to meet local and state workforce needs. This work-based learning program is tightly interwoven with the Career and Technical Education Department at the high school. And the CTE department is one that offers a lot of hands-on experience classes for students. And do we need more based on what the students want to get into? And I think a program like this could certainly inform those decisions.
So what's the ambition? Do you see this as a opportunity for a select few number of students, or do you think that long-term this could be something that's a perhaps not totally ubiquitous but very common addition to the what's being offered by the high schools right now?
Yeah, I see it growing exponentially. I see more and more students becoming a part of this because keep in mind that students who are currently working right now can also earn that 0.5 credit by documenting their work hours and taking the course. So we're also recognizing students who are already currently in the workforce, and we want to honor credit for that work that they're doing. But as far as further development, it is my vision. This is what I would hope to see, and I think it would be so beneficial. I would hope to see this as a graduation requirement. All students going through the high school program would have to complete either a job shadow, or an internship, or a service learning project where they're contributing to the community in some way, shape, or form. I could see that being a part of graduation requirements, and I don't see anything wrong with that. I see that as like the coolest thing that students could be a part of, right? Because you're further developing this wonderful community, and you're having students be a part of that community. And as I mentioned before, it's a win-win for everyone.
So what was your inspiration to do this program?
I'm all about all subject areas. I love all subjects, even math, which has never been my forte, but
I hear that. Yeah.
All subjects are wonderful. However, I am really keen to hands-on experience. I think we learn best when we're fully immersed in that learning experience, right? It is one thing to watch a video and learn something and then fill out a worksheet, multiple choice, and then you move on to the next thing. It is another to create your representation of learning, to create what you know. And I think this program is like the epitome of creation. You're no longer in this hypothetical learning environment, you are in it. You are part of it. It is a fast-moving train, and you need to keep up with it, right? And you'll make mistakes. You'll mess up, and that's fine because we all do, and we learn from those mistakes, and we grow as people, and we become better for ourselves and for our community.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time. This has been Anthony White, the migrant education teacher for the Kodiak Island Borough School District. I've been your host today for this episode of KMXT's Talk of the Rock. My name is Dylan Simard. Thank you so much for joining us, and I will turn it back now to our regularly scheduled programming.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been KMXT's Talk of the Rock, our local community affairs program. Tune in next Tuesday at 12:30 to hear more about local issues and organizations.